From KUER News in Salt Lake City, this is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Unless you regularly find yourself in the New Age section of a Barnes & Noble, names like Jane Roberts, Jay-Z Knight, and Helen Schuckman may not ring a bell. These are women who all released books they say came from disembodied spirits. They claim they went into a trance and transcribed the words they heard from an inner whisper. It's a process sometimes known as channeling. Schuckman's book from 1976 is called A Course in Miracles, and she says the chapters came to her from a voice who identified himself as Jesus Christ. Today in the program, we're talking with Dr. Arlen Childs. He says he's the channeler of an entity known as the Concordant. He's arguably the author of a new book called The Return, Claiming Your Birthright in the Otherware, and he's inarguably the focus of its controversy. Join us after the news. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're talking with author and spiritualist Dr. Arlen Childs. He's been compared to Jim Jones and Joseph Smith. His book is called The Return, Claiming Your Birthright in the Otherware. And it's been reviled by some as pseudo-psychological claptrap, but hailed by others as a magnum opus of a new American prophet. And whatever you believe about this book, its appeal is indisputable. It's now sold a million copies, and tens of thousands of people in the United States and abroad are now practitioners of Dr. Child's process. Now, I should say we normally don't do this, but we are going to begin the show today with a bit of a disclaimer that we're flying by the seat of our pants here. We didn't actually know until this morning that Dr. Childs would be on the program. Our guest was going to be Lisa Diamond, Dr. Diamond of the Gender Studies Program at the University of Utah, and we thank her for her willingness to reschedule. But given the week's events and the intrigue, positive and negative, around Dr. Childs, we felt that this was an opportunity we should not pass up. Now, our plan, of course, was to have Dr. Childs here in the studio, but he's had a car accident en route, and so we're going to apologize in advance for any technical difficulties we may have as we try to go to Dr. Childs on his cell phone because he's still on the way in. Dr. Childs, are you with us?
I am. Thank you. Just right outside the building, almost there, Doug.
Okay, good. So just stay on the phone with us, and my people will see you in. In the meantime, I'll invite our listeners to join us. 801-585-WEST is the number, 801-585-9378. You can email us at radiowest.org. You can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Okay, Dr. Arlen Childs, you've had quite a week. A Tuesday, there was a death threat. Now you're in a car accident.
I think the universe is trying to tell us something, Doug.
Well, we're glad you're with us. I know you rarely give interviews. This is, what, you're like second in the United States. So welcome to the program. And, oh, by the way, your assistant, is she okay?
Yeah, thank you. She is. And she's just pretty shaken. Now, we got about 4 or 5 blocks away, and this Civic just swerves and tries to hit us.
Wait, tried to hit you?
That's what it looked like. He was coming the other way, and he veers, and he goes right through the turning lane.
Wait, so this was a head-on?
Pretty damn close. And Mel jerked the wheel, and this guy got us in the rear panel. But, yeah, he's coming right for us.
Well, do you think he fell asleep, or, I mean, how do you...
No.
I think that he was trying to hit me.
Well, what makes you think that?
I don't believe in coincidence. Pleased to meet you, Arlen Childs.
Well, I'm glad you made it. Have a seat there, doctor, and here's some water.
Thank
for you there. As you settle in there, I will remind people we are on Facebook again and on Twitter. And I should also say we have with us here in the studio a musician. Albin Lord is with us. Okay.
Hi, Albin.
Here in the studio along with Mr. Dr. Childs. And you know, he wasn't in the car accident. He performs, I guess we could say that he performs with Dr. Childs in these what do we say, like rituals?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yes.
Okay. All right. So he's here in the studio. This musician, you may be hearing from him a little bit later. All right. Well, Dr. Childs, let's jump in.
Yes.
You used to be a medical doctor.
Yes. In the ER. For 7 years, I worked at St. Joseph's, Phoenix.
But then you had this experience, which in the book you describe it this way, as smashing into the dark matter of consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us about that. What is it that made you leave medicine?
Well, I died. I was hit by a drunk driver and pronounced dead.
So. And for 45 minutes, you claim in the book.
Yes, that's right. They actually carted me to the morgue.
But during that time, you say you were aware.
Well, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that I have a partial memory of things after my heart had stopped, but it wasn't atypical for an NDE.
NDE. Well, let's just explain what that NDE is, near-death experience.
Right,
NDE.
Right. But it wasn't atypical. I saw my body below me. I shouted. No one answered. There was no white light, but there was a tunnel. So, yes, I was aware. And yet it's also a no to your question because it wasn't only me that was aware.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like my arm had fallen asleep, Doug, but as the feeling came back, I bent my fingers, and I realized that it wasn't 10, but 12 or 13, except they weren't fingers.
Well, what were they?
The Concordant.
Okay.
And they aren't a what. They are a who.
Okay. Well, I want to stop you for just a minute, and I need to explain to listeners what is going on there. So Mr. Lord, the musician that we have with us, as I mentioned in the studio, he accompanies Dr. Childs whenever he goes and speaks. And so you're going to expect this. He's going to come in occasionally. So just wanted to have everyone ready for that. So, okay, go on. The Concordant, they aren't a what, you said. They're a who.
Exactly. They're me and they're you. They're everyone in this building, everyone in their car right now. They're everyone in their houses chopping carrots. They have been with us always, Doug. But we have been numb.
Okay, back up with me. So you say in the book, this is in chapter one, that here it is, a metaterrestrial consciousness.
Yes.
Can you unpack that for us?
Well, it's better by far to meet them in ritual. Can we do the demonstration?
Well, okay. Well, how long will that take?
No, just 3-4 minutes, maybe.
Okay. Right. All right. I guess we can do that before the break. But I just kind of want to ask you about this death threat, though, that happened. This was on Tuesday at Crone's Hollow in South Salt Lake. And late on Tuesday, you tweeted, here it is, lamestream media says two words about mass shooting threat at Crone's Hollow. Had it been General Conference, there'd be uproar.
Yes.
So what are you saying there? You're saying the story was ignored?
Or? I think that this community is threatened by spirituality that doesn't come out of a book. I think it's easier for the establishment to let a wacko with an AK descend on me than to you know, stand up for my constitutional rights, which...
Okay.
Well, I don't think that some news director pulled this story on purpose, no. But if you Google Arlen Child's death threat, Salt Lake City, you'll get hits about Anita Sarkeesian, the feminist, which was horrible, no question. But this was bigger. We had food trucks coming.
Okay. But, so you're convinced, Doctor, that this was a wacko who sent this email, and that it wasn't only a prank, which is what the police say it was, that this was a prank.
Okay, I'm convinced that it's crazy to threaten mass killing, even to joke.
Okay, so you disagree with the police department's assessment. I mean, they said
the email? Did you read it? I'm not a criminal profiler, but I don't know what part is supposed to be a prank. I have it right here. He wrote, I love my country and I'll protect it no matter what. You and your bootlickers will scream as you bleed out your asses. Can I say that? And burn. So show me the joke. Where?
Okay.
It's right there.
All right. Well, let's do the demonstration and we can come back. So if you're tuning in now, quick word. We have prepared this taste of Dr. Child's process today at his insistence. These ceremonies that he performs, they rely on environment and music. So again, we have a musician here to help us, and he may be playing underneath all of this. So just bear with us. Okay, so what do I do, Dr. Child?
Just sit on your thumbs, Doug. Relax.
No, but what am I relaxing for? Let me help us understand what the...
Okay, I'm going to guide us through a basic exercise to raise the energy in the studio, at which point I will enter a trance so you can interview the first voice of the Concordant. The Waif.
Okay, all right. So just explain who this Waif is, though, for those of us ignorant of the terminology. So we've got, there are three voices. You've got the Waif, you've got the Beloved, and then there's the Envoy. So who's
okay,
the Waif?
I can explain or I can show. I like showing.
Okay.
Now. Have you heard the saying that music is well said to be the speech of angels?
Well, not exactly that, but I get the point.
I'm good. Because these angels, and I use the term literally, meaning messenger, these messengers, they don't speak English or Latin or Aramaic. They have no lips, no tongues. They don't even breathe. But to help us here on Earth, they shrink their wisdom into the units of sound that we have come to associate with and occasionally confuse with objects and concepts. And
Hold on, what do you mean confused? Explain confuse. What do you mean by that?
Well, okay, we have all of these sounds, right, like God, and we confuse them with the thing or the process. Some people, especially in Utah, get offended if you dare misuse the sound. But, of course, in the case of God, if he is infinite, as many claim, then no sound can sum him up. I mean, the sound would have to itself be infinite and majestically dynamic. So what I'm saying is these messages are imperfect. I make no claim of being a perfect mediator, unlike some. But because it's imperfect, this message, it is best listened to like music. Now, we never expect music to be precise. We want it to be moving. Also, in the music, okay, we can wiggle out of our verbal consciousness and soar into emotional being and its emotion that bridges them to us.
Okay, understood. So have we begun, or...
We begin now.
Okay,
everybody. Together we're going to recalibrate our consciousness. It's up to you to partake or hold back, but before you decide, answer one question in the quiet of your mind. Is growth a matter of comfort or risk? Now, I'm going to guide you through a simple hypnotic induction. Just follow along. It's not mesmerism. You're in control. You won't be rucking like a chicken. The point is to focus and amplify the right feeling when I say. So, settle yourselves in your chairs. Let your muscles slacken. Go on, Doug. Let your shoulders fall. Your muscles dangle like silk ropes over a pit. Yes, go ahead and blink. If you aren't driving right now, blink slowly. Ever so slowly. Do that now, please. Pretend you can hardly keep your eyes on the world. And as you do this, notice the eensy-weensy shift in perception, that tug toward the interior. Do you feel the tug? Feel it now and blink. Gently, leisurely, open, close. The world without, the world within. Now let your eyelids rest and feel for the center of your being. Imagine your mind shrinking to a single fiery point. Be the fiery point. And then fly as a point down, down, down. Down into your guts, into your intestines. Be there now. Feel the squish, the hollowness. Forget the TikTok hickory dock world. Be there. And from your gut, be one with your worst fear. Okay, it might be the cold mouth of the ocean, or glass breaking in your hands, it might be your teeth cracking, your hair thinning and falling out. It might be your father's bulk on top of you. It might be a house, quiet and loveless, whatever it is. Sit next to it. Tremble. Let terror pulse and metastasize. Look into its depth, for its depth is a door. Your fear is the grate through which the first voice of the concordant can climb. The first voice is the waif, the lost one, the orphan. He is climbing up now. He is here with us. I shall be his translator. In a moment, we shall be one. Greetings, I am the waif. I thank you for your concentration, and I ask that you feed images of fear with eyes shut. What are your questions?
Sorry.
What are your questions?
Sorry, you kind of got me there. This is the waif.
I am...
And how do we know you aren't Dr. Childs putting us on?
I am Dr. Childs. I am also more than man. But we come not to prove. We come with offer of knowledge which you may scrutinize.
But you claim you're not from here, not from the Earth.
I am not from. I live free of space-time. I am from nowhere, otherwhere.
Why do you want our listeners to feel afraid?
You are incorrect. I do not wish them to feel fear. I wish them to transcend. Your culture teaches you that fear is a boulder in the path, a burden, that it bludgeons your faith and spiritual being. Thus, you learn to be afraid of fear, but fear is useful.
Useful? How? All right.
That was deliberate. Fear cuts away the ego. For you will die. For you will be enfeebled. A thoughtless, hungry germ will infest your tissues one day. Unexpected, your mother shall seizure, or your children drown in a canal. Your friends' faces may be mangled in metal in a crash. It may be a war or virus, but grief and loneliness inevitably come.
And you're saying it's useful to contemplate all of that?
It is useful to prepare ourselves for the inescapable.
Well, I mean, that seems reasonable, but why is the spectacle necessary? You know, the theatrics and the music.
You are embodied creatures. Changes in your environment can entrain the components of your mind.
Okay, but why do they need to be entrained?
It is not a case of need. The individual may join or abstain, but our messages have urgency.
And why is that?
The vessel of Harlan Childs begins to decay in this locus of linear time.
Wait, Dr. Childs is unwell?
You are correct.
Well, what's wrong with him?
His respiratory organs.
Okay, but with all due respect, why does that trigger an urgency on your part? I mean, the key doctrine of yours is that anyone can channel this concordant, right? So the appeal for it all is open access.
Correct, but there is always a door that hangs wide.
Okay, you all right? Are you okay? All right, we should take a break. We're going to take a break. Let's take a break. This is Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio, back now with Dr. Arlan Childs, the head of a new spiritual movement based on channeling. It's been drawing some criticism lately. And we should say he reported a moment ago in this trance, apparently, that he is terminally ill. Now, Dr. Childs, you said that you can't remember anything from these episodes like this.
Nothing. Which is why it's done in public or on tape to have a record.
But during the break, when I told you that you, as the waif, said you were dying, you said you weren't surprised by that.
Why should I be? We're all dying. I just know how. Tumors in my lungs will block the oxygen. I suffocate. I knew about them. Now I just know it's sooner than I thought. I'm not unprepared.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones. I'd like to hear from listeners. Our number, 801-585-WEST. If you want to join us, 801-585-9378. You can email us at radiowest@kuer.org. We have Coulter on the line from Pleasant Grove. Coulter, what's your question?
Hi. Yes, hi. I just want to say I'm a longtime listener who's disgusted and appalled that you're having this guy on. There's no evidence for what he does. The man is snake oil. He's dying? Gee, let me guess. He's got a Kickstarter campaign to cover the chemo. Does your producer not have a brain, Doug? Because I'm confused. The whole concept of mediumship has been debunked by heroes like James Randi. And if Dr. Childs really believes what he's saying, which I guarantee he doesn't, then I invite him to apply for the $1 million challenge at Randi.org. It's $1 million to anyone who can prove their supernatural claims, and no one has ever won. And if the doctor doesn't need the money, I invite him to apply anyway and donate the cash to charity. And if you don't start in with some tougher questions, Doug, I may have to reconsider my pledge this year. I'll take your apology off the air. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Coulter, thanks. Well, I know you're not surprised by difficult questions, so Dr. Childs, you want to respond to that?
Certainly. Coulter, 90% of all of my book sales go to the Children's Miracle Network and Wounded Warriors. I gave $50,000 to them last year. I would have liked to have granted more. You know, also, if listeners can't afford the cover price, they can download it for free on our website. Otherwhere, all one word, .org. The material is not copyrighted. The concordance stated that they did not want that. The truth is not for sale. So you can print out the book and wallpaper your outhouse in Pleasant Grove if you want. As for James Randi, I don't know what to say, Doug. Does he want the Catholic Church to submit to Randi? I have a First Amendment right just
well,
like
wait,
everybody
wait.
Else.
So do you think about this as a religion? Let's clarify that a little bit. Is this okay. a religion?
Etymologically, yes. But in terms of structure, not at all.
What does that mean?
Well, what is religion? The word. It comes from religare, the Latin, meaning to bind fast. So the process is a way, not the way, but a way to bind ourselves.
To the concordant.
Exactly. But we have no building, no tithing. We have no name, only a bond.
All right. Well, let's take another caller. We'll go to, Caitlin in West Valley. Caitlin, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You're on the air. What's your question?
Thank you. My daughter wants to marry you, Doug. My question's about a dream I had. I might have had a dream about the concordant. Read the book, loved it, paid full price. But when I went to bed last night, the CD going, which, wow, I woke up or thought so, and it was blackness. I knew I was sleeping, but I can't feel my body on the bed. I'm just a point in space without stars. And my family's Irish, so that wasn't weird. But then I saw an amphitheater. It's black marble, shiny, black and empty, and no one's sitting there except on stage. And I'm floating over the roads. Okay, and on stage, like center stage, was a man in a suit with no face, no eyes, nose, or lips, hair. It's all smooth and freaky, except I could feel him looking at me.
Did he gesture?
No, he just stared without eyes, and I jolted back in my body. Was that the concordance?
Absolutely. Congratulations. Music, please.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I know.
My gosh.
I know. Exactly. It's exciting, right? Actually, you see, dream contact is typical, Katie. It's just rarely effective. See, the problem is that we are culturally disposed to be unconscious in our dreams. But, of course, we can be fully lucid and live polyphasically.
Okay, but
which
just
is
polyphasically, just, would you explain that? Caitlin, by the way, thanks very much for joining us. Can we stop the music here?
Sure.
Okay, just so I don't know what that meant.
Polyphasically?
Yeah.
Sure. I try to eschew jargon, but I am drawing on the work of Dr. Laughlin, the neuroanthropologist at Carleton. He has done cross-cultural studies in dreaming.
And okay, let's not beat around the bush here, okay? You are telling this woman, Caitlin, that meta-terrestrial beings have contacted her. And you have convinced, Doctor, thousands of people of the same thing, which I'm afraid gets us to this controversy lately. And this has resulted, all of this, in a cluster of suicides.
Ah, here we
go.
No.
And look, you knew I was going to ask this question. And, Doctor, it's not just one or two. It's at least two dozen, and six of them here in Salt Lake.
How many LDS kill themselves
That's
every
not
year?
An answer,
how many
doctor.
Young men under 20 who think that they might be gay?
It's not an answer.
I object to the question.
Why?
Because it's not objective, Doug. Just your tone is swollen with moral judgment.
Look, I'm not judging them, Dr. Childs. Their families, these people's families, believe the victims hurt themselves.
You can't be a victim of suicide.
Okay, fine. But the families think their children killed themselves.
They weren't children. None of them were children. What is this?
One of them was 17.
No, that's a child.
Legally speaking.
17's enough to consent to sex in the state of Utah.
Yes, but listen.
But what? What are you setting me up for?
Look, I'm asking you what you have to say. The families think their loved ones killed themselves in order to be with this concordant. Now, what do you have to say?
I say that if that is the case, then they misunderstand the teaching. We are not separate.
Then why is the book called The Return?
A return of consciousness.
But the concordant, this concordant implores people again and again through you, mainly through you. Other people are publishing blogs and doing YouTube videos, but yours have the most hits. They're imploring people. And here's the critical point here. They're imploring people to come home.
In the spirit.
All right, I want to read something to you. This is from the suicide note of Amelia White.
So you have an
Look,
agenda.
I have questions. This is an interview.
My company paid for her
no,
funeral.
No, the family refused that money.
Initially, then they accepted
Months
that
afterward,
money. Doug, I mourn Amelia White as if she were my
Look,
sister.
Just, let me read this, all right? All right, here it is. Please know, Mom, that I am not sorry or sick. The concordant have called me home, and I must go. I must go. Now, this is a girl. She's 17. No history of mental illness. She had AP classes. She had a boyfriend on the baseball
and
team.
And that's never happened? Not to be unfeeling, but is that unique?
Look, she cites your process
in
her notes.
It isn't my process.
Look, you published the book. You do the workshops.
Okay, I mediated the book.
And come on, that's a cop-out.
The jury found me blameless. The suit against me did not succeed. So the question is, do you believe in the American justice system?
I'm not questioning the jury.
Yes, indirectly, you are.
Look, I'm asking what's on people's minds. How much of this is a suggestion? You're telling people in the case of this waif, feel fear.
Yes.
And with a second voice, you ask people, feel love and things. And you ask them to wade into these deep emotions on blind faith. And so maybe their imagination stirs and, look, maybe that's all there is.
You want but, physical evidence?
Well, this is an extraordinary claim. I mean, that's not
How
really that
How have
unfair.
You determined that it is extraordinary?
Doctor,
okay, the Book of Mormon wants you to believe that Native Americans have a Semitic origin. Is that not extraordinary? When you have a Mormon on, do you demand proof?
No, but I ask them to
No, you don't, because they have bricks and mortar and newspapers and congressmen, Doug.
Yes, and I still ask them for explanations.
Come
I
on.
Ask
no,
me, yes,
you,
I ask
an explanation?
Them to
yes. No, this interview's... No, I... Okay, you... You want more, Doug, which I get. We all want certainty, right? But all we can do is strike a match and hold on to it as we stumble. And heed the voices saying, watch out, there's a drop-off. Okay, I'll confess, yes, when the process began for me, I wondered if I was going mad.
And what made you decide that you weren't?
Okay. You're going to give me a dirty look, Doug, but I'll tell you. You want me to spill it all? Here it is. Ghost hunters.
Ghost hunters. All right, explain that.
Sir, yes, sir. When they started, my blackouts, after the accident, which, okay, in the beginning, that's how it was. I had to learn how to enter these trances consciously, which I can now do pretty much instantly. But after the accident, I had myself checked out, and nothing was wrong. A hairline fracture in my frontonasal suture, but no damage to the head or brain. The trauma was in the chest. I had to have my ribs rebuilt, but nothing seemed to be wrong physically.
Well, wait, the cancer hadn't appeared at this point? I mean, that seems unusual. This was only 2 years ago, this accident.
Generally
right?
speaking, yeah. The oncologist said that the tumors have doubled fast. So I began recording myself to puzzle this out. And on the tapes was me in these slightly altered voices. But on the first tape was a voice that wasn't me in the background.
Was it another person in the room?
See, that's the thing. I was alone. I had a townhouse. I was under lock and key. With me blacking out on my way to the bathroom 3 in the morning, I wondered if... Well, I worried maybe that I'd wander into the street. So I had my locks redone. I had chains put on. You had to have a key to get out. So no one could have been in the room. Yet on the tape, there is a second voice.
Saying what?
Well, I imagined you might ask, Doug, so I brought it. Can you play a tape? I've got the original and a thumb drive with a lot more.
Okay, we can play the tape.
Good deal. Well, then you can hear for yourself, and perhaps it'll seem a little less extraordinary. So, if you will listen closely to this, you will very clearly...
Okay, hold on a second. Is this one of those EVPs, you know, those electronic voice phenomenon?
Yes, that's right.
Things? Okay, all right. All right, well, let's get it to... Bannery Lane, come and get this. We'll get it to one of our producers. Look, here's the thing, though. I don't want the audience to be told what is on this recording. All right? So we're going to listen to it, and then we'll just ask the callers what they heard. Okay?
Why is that necessary?
Look, because these tapes aren't always clear, Doctor. Look, we're told there's a voice, for example, saying, get out in some of these things, right? And it could just be the wind. So I just don't want to color people's perceptions.
Okay.
All right? So... If you're waiting on the phone, just listen carefully to this recording. When we get this ready, you guys tell me when this is ready, and we'll get a sent. Let me just while we're waiting, let me read an email. This comes from Stacy in Vernal. Stacy says, "Is this guest real or just an actor?"
I assure you, Stacy, I am very real. I did our school play in the fourth grade. About it. Played the Pied Piper. I was good.
Okay, hold that. All right.
I played a rat. I was a rat.
Ben, are we ready? All right. Elaine says the tape's ready. Okay. How much of this do we need to play? Is this...
I'd say 20 seconds will do. You'll know it when you hear it.
Okay. All right. Here it is. Here is what Dr. Childs is claiming as proof. There's the music. Okay. Go ahead and play it.
As the prophet Jesus told you, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. We support this statement to pass through the gate into otherwhere. You must love the supreme I more than genetic form.
Okay, all right. Let's just let's listen to that again. All right. So back it up, guys, so we can hear that other voice, which is whatever it is. Okay. So just everyone, listen closely again. Hold on. Kill that music, would you please, Mr. Lord? All right. Okay. Play it.
Support this statement to pass through the gate into otherwhere. You must love the.
Okay, so that's the clip, right?
For now, yes, but I do have more.
Right. Let's just go to the phones. All right, remember, no questions. Just tell us what you heard on the tape, aside from, of course, Dr. Childs. Okay. All right, let's go to Angelica in Rose Park. Angelica, what did you hear?
Hola, Doug.
Hi. What did you hear?
I heard a voice that said, "Daddy, Daddy," something.
Okay. Thank you. Let's try another one. Jesse in Provo. Jesse, what did you hear?
I just want to say the Bible warns of false prophets. Do not believe every spirit, but test the
spirits. Okay, okay. Just comment on the tape, please. Let's try another caller. Dallin in Brigham City. Dallin, what did you hear?
I also thought daddy. But I question that because our brains are probably wired to hear language instead of noise. But why do you guys even trust the tape?
It's the original cassette, Dallin. I'd sign an affidavit.
Let's not get into that. And Dallin, thanks very much. Look, the fact is, you did bring us this tape. And we agree that there's daddy in there. We all heard that, I guess. I'll give you that. But the question is, how is that evidence?
It's my daughter's voice, Doug. Which isn't physically possible because she's dead. She died in the same accident that I was in.
She did. Well, wait, why didn't you put that in your book?
The book isn't about her.
Well, true. So wait, you're saying that it's a specific voice then on the tape. But again, how is that evidence?
Doug, I am bringing you more than any mainstream religious guest that you have ever had on. We have hundreds of these videos.
Okay.
With
I'll
voices on them.
All right, I'll take your word for that. But look, Doctor, it comes down to faith, right? I mean, you want us to accept that these messages come from some higher spiritual plane. And if we don't accept that, then you're saying that these sounds, which seem linguistic to me, these unexplained sounds on the tape.
Your callers explained them as per your instructions. They both heard daddy.
All right, right. But look, you aren't presenting an expert analysis. I mean, how do we know for sure that it's your daughter even?
I have home videos that you can compare it with, but I didn't say that it was my daughter, Doug. I'm only claiming that it is her voice on the tape.
All right, so help me out here. It's your daughter's voice, but it's not your daughter. So what are you saying?
I am saying that sometimes confirmation comes in the form of struggle. You know that you are on the path when the world is trying to stop you.
The world is trying to stop you. Like, you are the world.
I understand. You're being skeptical, Doug. I don't think, you know, I don't think that it is you necessarily. It's who you are on Radio West. It's who you are.
No. Don't try to turn the table. You said the world.
No. Let's get truthful here now. When I talked to your producer, Elaine, this morning, she said you had the book and you were trying the exercises. It's funny. You haven't mentioned that.
I did try them, yes. And nothing happened.
Nothing? I don't think so. Music, please.
Look,
you got a whopping headache, don't you?
No.
You've been rubbing your temples.
I'm fine.
The bridge of your nose. And gee, your electronics have been on the fritz, huh? You're wearing a dead watch, Doug. Signal to your show's going in and out. That is not nothing, Doug. It's working. The world is on to you.
Oh, God! What the...
Problem there, Dougie?
Hold on. Guys, you seen this? Hey, guys. Hey, Link.
Out.
Open, get the door. Get
out.
The door. Out. Let's take a... We need to take a break. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Back now with Dr. Arlen Childs. He's the author, so to speak, of The Return, Claiming Your Birthright in the Otherware. And I just need to make clear what I think is already clear to some of you. We've had some technical difficulties. A monitor in the studio went into flames a moment ago, but it's been put out with my jacket. We've propped the doors open. We've got a fan running now. I think we've maybe solved the static problem that some of you may have heard. So we're going to forge on. The music you're hearing is live. It's a sample from the companion CD from the book composed by an Alban Lord. The track is called Siriously, spelled S-I-R-I-U-S-L-Y. It's after the star Sirius. Signed copies of the book and the CD can be available at Golden Braid Books here in Salt Lake City at 5 p.m. on Saturday. So there's that. All right. So Dr. Childs, we haven't yet heard an excerpt from the book. So I wanted to have you read a little from this, some paragraphs. You know, this is from Chapter 3. This is the third voice of the Concordant. This is the envoy.
Doug, no.
Wait, you don't want to read?
I would prefer to be open and honest. I'm not going to ignore what is transpiring here.
And what is that?
You're a sensitive, Doug. An empath. An open door. Do you get that? By denying it, you're making yourself a target. Big and
a
red.
A target
worse,
for
it's like honey for
whom?
Flies. And it's not whom, it's what. The things you can hear crystal clearly on the EVPs. The things trying to stop us. They crash a car into mine.
Okay.
They sabotage your equipment.
Okay.
Let's
not wander into speculation.
Can we
please?
Do the
can
other clip on my thumb drive, or would you rather miss the point? If you want to keep this superficial, I get it. This is public radio.
Look, why don't we just press on, Dr. Childs? I don't want to inundate the audience with any more anecdotes.
Anecdotes?
Yes, this is what they are. These are anecdotes.
Yes, but are they wrong because they are? We hold proof to be a thing that we can replicate universally, right? Measure it by a machine, and we disdain the anecdote. But is personal experience always wrong? No. So don't sneer at me with anecdotes. Roll the damn clip for your own safety.
Wait, are you trying to menace me, Dr. Childs?
I'm not your problem. It's the shells, which I didn't put in my book because most of us, I believed until now, were not ready for the revelation, but I was wrong. This has to come out.
What has to come
out? The shells. Play the EVP. Find out.
Okay. Do you need to set this up for us? I mean, what do you need to say anything about it?
No, it's a compilation from 8 of my sessions, but they are not unique by themselves. They are representative. So roll it.
All right. Play it, please.
Wait, not yet. Let's recalibrate our consciousness, okay? Music, please.
Okay, Dr.
Let yourself experience, then question. That is the heart of this process. I say to everyone out there, bracket your preconceptions.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. What is bracket
your preconceptions? I mean, let your mind be a vessel. Picture yourself, your inner being, as a silver tureen. Close your eyes again, everyone. If you would, be brave, Doug. You close them too. You aren't above this. Let your eyelids slide down. Forget words like why. Go inside. Become a bowl. Breathe in and out. Be a bowl. Wide and yawning. Seeking earnestly. Yes, yes, Doug. Open to the sky, the moon, the cotton black, the photon darting. Everything you hear is rain, the blood of a god.
Okay. Can we just play the clip, right? Let's go ahead and play it.
Yes.
Okay, we want your responses. You can send them to radiowest@kuer.org. All right, so I heard we own you, because that was pretty straightforward there at the very end, and I guess we can all agree that it's pretty negative, but I'm unclear what we're supposed to get. Dr. Child. Dr. Child.
The doctor is out. I am the envoy beyond duality. Promptly relocate the point of thy attention to the XYZ midpoints of thy skull and abstain from passion. Doing this will aid the transmission. Proceed.
And then this is the envoy.
I respond to that label.
So this is not your true name?
We have no names, only labels. Names are not necessary in the otherware.
What are the shells? A minute ago, Dr. Child said shells. What did he mean by that? And he referred to this revelation.
Yes, I shall illumine. Humanity, though very wise, remains ignorant of anatomy. The soul has three parts. The outermost can be called the template. Ordinarily, when thy gross form malfunctions, the template decomposes. But other potentialities exist. Sometimes the consciousness remains bonded, and what results is what ye would call a ghost, but this is rare. More commonly, the hollow template becomes infected by non-physical parasites. These vermin sustain the template or shell and can mimic the prior ego. The voices heard through thy technology are in reality the voices of parasites which threatened and try to mislead in their hunger, for they hate forever the concordant.
Well, explaining why that...
Beware, the shells have tried to harm me.
What?
Continue your detachment.
No, what the hell? Wait, what is this? Sorry, something is my hair. I think it's a... What? No! Hold it, I'm having a migraine or something. What the... Wait, what is this?
We have done nothing. The confluence of our being with Arlen Child's mate... Alter thy bioenergy. We never endeavored
wait
to
a minute.
Do
wait,
so.
Wait, did you hypnotize me? Is this the trick? How are you doing this, Dr. Childs? Explain
Arlen
that to
Childs me. Cannot answer thee.
Okay, I don't want to play anymore, all right? The interview's over. You've obviously trapped me in some sort of suggestion, and look, doctor, I want you to undo this, okay? It's unethical, so congratulations for being creepy and manipulative and mesmerizing me against my will, but we are finished here, okay? I'm not going to give you any more air... I feel needles jamming in my neck and... Hey! All right, Mr. Lord, the show is over. Okay, would you kill the star music, please? Guys, just cut it. Guys, can you... Ben? Ben?
The shells have taken Wait. Them.
Oh, half
Be thou still okay. dug, Fabrizio.
Well, just stop
With
it.
Anger thou feedest them.
All right, open your eyes.
They
okay.
gather round.
Look in the eyes. Look me in the eyes and do routine. Look me
Not
in the...
these man's I... eyes, but thine within. Are they that must
oh,
be open?
Poetry. Oh, look, you know, okay, I am just going to... Wait. Okay, Dr. Childs, thank you for being on this show, but I...
Woe to thee, for disbelief is not a shield. Hush, only faith will help thee.
Somebody call security!
Yes, security awaits thee in the other where. Come to us, come home!
Somebody call for help. Look, I don't know what's happening. Elaine, Ben, just staring at me. Nobody's blinking and I can't move!
Become a member in the Concordant and thou shalt move mountains!
Shut up! Shut up! How are you doing this? You're crazy! And you're making me crazy!
The light is more frightening than the dark, human!
What are you doing? What are you doing? No! No!
Embrace us, Doug Fabrizio! Thou art worthy! Thy voice is strong and will add to our symphony! But drink from our mouth, and thou, yea, all of ye, can put pain away! Show forth your secrets and return! Come! Come! Come to us!
Hi, this is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio, and once again, we apologize for the interruptions. The problem has finally been dealt with. If you're just tuning in, we're joined on the program for some final thoughts now by Dr. Arlen Childs, author and missionary on behalf of this hyperdimensional hive mind. So, Dr. Childs, I began the show on the skeptical side, might have gotten a little scared there in the last segment, but... Now that I've had some experience with this process, I have to wonder, why don't you try and pull in a bigger audience? I'll take that as humility.
Where am I?
Where do you want to be, Doc? Isn't that the bigger question?
I was in an accident.
No such thing, Doc.
The car. My daughter. Where's my daughter?
Oops. Out of time. That's going to have to be your last thought. Where's my daughter? And it's a deep one from Dr. Arlen Childs, the putative author of The Return, Claiming Your Birthright in the Otherware. It's available on Amazon and at Golden Braid Books. There's a link to it, of course, on our website, radiowest.org. Dr. Childs joined us here in the studio at the Eccles Broadcast Center. Dr. Childs, thanks. Radio Hour, Episode 10, Otherwhere, was written for radio by Matthew Ivan Bennett of Plan B Theater Company. Directed and sound designed by Cheryl Ann Clough. It featured me, Jay Perry, Colleen Baum, Jason Tatum, Teresa Sanderson, and Lydia Reeson. Original music composed by David Evanoff. The show was produced by Jerry Rapier. The sound was mixed for air by Michael Havey. We have technical help from our engineer, Lewis Downey. Our technical director was Tim Slover. Thanks also to Lindsay Vickers. Radio West is produced by Benjamin Bombard and Elaine Clark. I'm the Concordant. Boop 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 bo